Okay.
We didn't even
notice. So, I think we have till 6:40 today. So we have to. Okay. So today is Daf Ayin Tes. We are an Ayin Tes. We're talking about the story in Navi about David Melech. It was a famine. There were 3 years of no rain. David looked to find out what the issue was. So one issue was is that they didn't properly respect Shaul after he died. Another issue would have to do with the Nesinim or the Givonim. So the Gemara asked, the Gemara said yesterday that since Shaul died over 12 months ago, then it was not the Derech to be masped him, so they can't fix that. But Nesinim, we're up to the second line, Nayitas Nesinim, Nikrinu v'nefaisinu. Let's call them and see if what we can do in order to appease them so they'll forgive us on what Shaul did to them. Remember, Shaul killed Novir Kohanim, and therefore the Givonim lost all their Parnasa. So the pasuk says, right. So Gemara says, I think this is all in Shmuel Beis Perek of Aleph, right? So Gemara says, "Vayikra haMelech laGivonim." So the Melech King calls the Givonim. Vayomra lehem. He says to them, "Ma selachem ubamacha per ubarchu as nachlas Hashem. What can we do for you? So we can appease you. You can forgive us, and then there'll be a bracha in the land of Hashem." So Vayomra lo Givonim. The Givonim said to him, Ain lanu kaset v'zavim shalvim beis. We don't want money. We don't want silver. We don't want gold. The ain lanu ish. We don't want to kill anybody. No one did anything to us. Only people who did anything to us was Shaul. Therefore, you tan lanu shiva anashim ibanav. Give us 7 sons of Shaul. V'hoki anum, and we'll hang them. Lashem. We'll just hang. Give us him in payback. We'll give us 7 people from the family of Shaul, and we'll kill him. So.
Really too much.
So David hears this. David hears him. He goes, "Paisinu velomi paisu." I want to give them money, but they're not going to give them money. So Amar. So David says, "Shlosha siman." This is basically to find out that the son and the Nesinim are not really part of Klal Yisrael. He says, "Shlosha siman yesh b'umazo." There are 3 symbols in the nation of the Bnei Yisrael. They have to be Rachmanim, Baishanim, the Golmei Chasadim. So Rachmanim, how do you know they're supposed to be Rachmanim? Diksev, because the pasuk says, "V'nasan lecha rachamim v'richamcha v'hirbecha." Right? Moshe says to Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the midas of rachamim, and that's going to be "V'nasan lecha rachamim v'richamcha v'hirbecha." V'vayshanim, how do you know v'vayshanim? Diksev, "Bavor tiyed yiraso al penechem." Pasuk continues, "V'vilti techa tol." That's the idea of busha. V'gom lechasadim, diksev, Lamana Shegitzav as Banov, as Beso, and it says Vishamu Derech Hashem Lasso Tzedakah Mishpat. And Derech Nepasik is always Gemilus Chasadim. They call Sheyeshbo Shloshi Simanim Halalu, Roy Li David Umaso. Whoever has these 3 Simanim, he's Roy to be part of this nation. But to give Onim, who clearly do not have these, these Midos, they're not Roy to be part of Klal Yisrael. And that's why David goes there on the give Onim, the Isser of Chasnas, to marry them. They're out. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. So we finished it. The Gemara continues to tell the story. What's going on there? So the Gemara says, "Vayikacha Melech Hashnei Bnei Ritzpa Bas Aya Asher Yadal Shaul." He takes the 2 sons of Ritzpa Bas Aya that gave birth to Shaul. Es Armoni Es Mefiboshes Ves Chameshes Bnei Michal Bas Shaul. The 5 sons of Michal Bas Shaul Asher Yaldal La Adriel Bein Barzili Hamicholasi. These 5 kids. And the pasuk continues, "Vayitnem Yana Givonim." He gave him to the Givonim. He did it. "Vayokiyum Bahar Lefnei Hashem." And they hung them. Right? They hung them on the mountain. So, Maishna honey, why did David take Dafka these kids and not anybody else? So, Amrav Huna, he'evirum lifnei Aron, v'kol she'aron kolto l'misa, v'kol she'ein Aron kolto l'chayim. He passed them in front of the Aron, and so whatever the Aron grabbed them, I don't know what it means that they kolto, they grabbed them. Somehow there was some sort of symbol. Like Rashi said,
they were condemned.
Was it like sin
that
lit up? Or
but how did he know? What did the Aron do? It says kolto means it grabbed them. The Aron like what wrapped around their legs or something like that.
I don't know. The light went off.
The Ben Yoyado says that they couldn't move when they walked in front of the Aron. They got stuck. So he knew. So Masiv Rav China Bar. So he sent him. So Masiv.
These were condemned to death anyway.
I guess some. Whatever. Maybe. I don't know. So Masiv Rav Chana Bar Kitna. If they were all condemned to death, why does the pasuk say Vayachmol HaMelech Al Mefiboshes Ben Yonasan Ben Shaul? But David Melech had Rachim on Mefiboshes, and he didn't send Mefiboshes to the death. What does that mean? Shelo ha'eviru. He didn't pass him in front. Like Gemara says, v'chim aso panim yesh ba'davar. How can that be? How can David show favoritism to Mephibosheth and not have him take the test that everybody else is taking? Right? So he says, Ela she'eviru ukalto. He did pass him in front of the Aron. U'bikesh lav rachim uplato. And then David davened for him, and then the Aron let him go. So Mark's going to ask again. Wait a second. But Akati maso panim yish b'davar. How can he have maso panim? How can he have, you know, if there's favoritism? So it says Ella shabikish rachlim shelo yikultenu aron. Before him, David davened for him in advance that the aron would not grab him. So still, why did he daven for him, not for anybody else? The Gemara doesn't continue. Like, what's the why? Why was he allowed to do that? It doesn't.
With the Gevonim threatening Klal Yisrael, how was he allowed to just appease them and send?
Because it was because of the Gevonim that we had the famine. 3 years of no rain took place because the Gevonim were wronged. So he had to appease the Gevonim so they would forgive Klal Yisrael.
You want to appease them by giving.
So the Gemara says, doesn't get to it. The Gemara says, "V'lo yumsu avos albanim." Don't we have an idea of one yumsu avos? How do you don't kill one a son because of the sin of the father? Shaul was the one who did the thing. Why are you killing the kids? The Gemara answers, "Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yonasan Yochanan mutav." It's better. It's better that some words the Torah, excuse me, should be uprooted. There shouldn't be a chilul Hashem. I guess there should be the chilul Hashem here. What's the chilul Hashem? Rashi says the chilul Hashem was sheyu haumos omrim ein umazo ruuyin lidabeg ba. That this nation, no one should become part of them. Why? Sharei pashtu yudeim b'gerim. They sent out their hand to the gerim. Lito mizonehem mizonoseim v'lo asu b'henekama. You know, they allowed the gerim to be treated not right by having their parnasa taken away from them, and they didn't do anything about it. Better to be uproot these words from the Torah than to have this chilul Hashem.
What are you uprooting?
Lo yumsu avos albanim. So the Gemara says, after they were hung, Vatikach Ritzva Bas Ayah, so Ritzva Bas Ayah, whose kids were killed, and she's the wife of Shaul, Esa Sak, she took the sack, Vatateyu La El Hatzur, and she put it on the mountain, I guess, Mitrilas Katsir, Ad Nitach Mayim, Aleim Min HaShemayim. From the Tchilas Katsir, is from the months of Nisan, until the rain came, which is after Sukkos. V'lo nasna of hashamayim lanuchaleim yomam. The chayasa said aloud. She protected the corpses. She didn't allow a bird to fly in them. She didn't like any animals to come to them. So she protected the corpses basically from Pesach to Sukkos. I said, what are they doing hanging for so long? You don't do that. You bury. You're supposed to bury. Gemara says, someone gets hung, you got to take him off and bury him. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon, Yosadach, Mutov Shetiaker Os Achas Min Torah, Vizkadeshim Shemayim Rehesod. Again, we're going to violate the Torah in order to Mikadeshim Shemayim. How are Mikadeshim Shemayim here? Shahayu Ovrim Vishavim Omrum. So the people who would pass by would say, Mativ on Shalelu. What's going on with these people who are hung? So they. So the Mara says, Halalu b'nei melachemhem. These are princes, right? So then they would ask, Uma Asu, and why are they killed? So the Mara answers, Pashtu Yedei and Begeim Gerurim. Because they put their hands out and they denied the Parnasa of the Givonim who were Gerim. So really, like, well, they didn't do it, their father did it. So Amru, so the passers-by would say, Ein lecha uma shirui l'davik b'kazel. Look at a wonderful nation. We should be part of this nation. Why uma b'nei malachim kach? This is so machmir on the princes. B'nei hejotos l'achas kam v'kam. They're definitely going to be machmir on the regular common folk if they do something to the gerim. Uma gerim gurim kach. And if they're so machmir on the kavod or on what happens to the gerim, Yisrael l'achas v'kam. They must be so machmir on the b'nei Yisrael themselves. They obviously take it seriously. Miyad, immediately after that, nis vasvu al Yisrael meya l'chamishim elef. I don't know how to translate nis vasvu. It was added l'husifu. They were added 150,000 gerim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, I don't know how you accept in gerim, right? Didn't we say you know how to accept gerim in times of Zav Shlomo?
No.
I don't know. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vayhi l'shlomo shivim elef nosei sabal u'shmonim elef chotzei bahar. There were 70,000 people who would carry the sabal and 80,000 people who would cut down the trees. These are 150,000 people. These are the gerim. The Gemara says, v'dilmi Yisrael havu. Who says that these 150,000 that Shlomo Jews were Gerim. Maybe they were Bnei Yisrael.
Maybe they weren't converts. Maybe they
didn't stay. So, can't be. Bnei Yisrael, or Nasa Shlomo Evan. Bnei Yisrael were not taken as part of the workforce for this. As the Gemara says, like you said, Dilma Dugs Rabbi Alma. Maybe they just are just Gerim. They're not Gerim. Maybe he just hired these people. Who says 150,000 that we talked about that women this guy here? I'm the same 150,000 that Shlomo used to work. Maybe these were Slam Goyim that he had. So, you're right. In Chanami, Ella will learn that from a different pasuk. That there were 150,000 Gerim. It's Mehacha. The pasuk says, "Vayispor Shlomo kol ha'anashim ha'gerim asher be'eretz Yisrael." He counted all the converts in Eretz Yisrael. "Vayimatzu meya v'chamishim elef," and he found 150,000 of them. "Vayasmim elef sabal u'shmon elef chotzivar," and he made 70,000 of them to do this work. I don't know what sabal means. What does it translate?
And they were found to be
150,000,
and he made 70,000 of them carriers of burden.
Okay, 70,000 oh, Saval, well, 70,000 carriers, and I guess 80,000
viewers in the mountain.
Yeah, they probably did the quarries or something like that. So, if you read the pasuk, it says clearly that they were the Gerim. 150,000 Gerim. So, again, they ask, how can it be that you had Gerim in the times of Shlomo? So, it quotes here a Ritva that says that the only reason why we were worried about them coming is because he didn't want them to sit al Shulchan Malachim. But here, these 150,000 explained their reason. Their reason was because they were so taken aback by the justice system, so they were able to join. That's what the Ritva answers, right? Because they're not converted because of any fear and running of David and Shlomo. They gave you the reason. The reason is because they were attracted to the justice system. So maybe that's why it was permitted. Okay, so Gemara asks, Vunasinim David Gozer Aleim? Is it it was David Gozer and the Nasinim that they can't marry? Moshe Gozer Aleim. It was Moshe that made the Gzera that the Goyim from the seven nations that were converted with trickery that should not become part of the Klal Yisrael. The Gzera, the pasuk says, right, Tavchem and Meshechem and Gerachem Shebeker Machanecha Meichotei Beit Sechat Shoev Mimelcha. We learned that they're not. These are the. Since he counts the Chotev Eitzim,
Moshe did it at his time.
Right. So therefore, I guess it says Lo Yeh Kadesh. I guess you can't marry them. So the Gemara says Moshe Gazal Ludara. Moshe made the Gzera for his generation. V'David Gazal Kulei Dar. And David made the Gzera for future generations. Right, Vakati, but still, Yoshua Gazer Elayu, which Yoshua made the Gzerer. Dixiv, the Pasuk says in Yoshua, Vayitne, right, Yoshua Perektes, Vayitneim Yoshua Lagivonim, Bayomahu, Chotvei Eitzim, Vishovimayim, Le'edo, Umizbach Hashem. He made a Gzerer for all of them, because the Pasuk says, and it says, Lo Yikarate Mekem Eved, Vichotvei Eitzim, Vishovimayim. You're always going to be like that. You're going to be the Chotvei Eitzim, Vishovimayim, Le'edo for the nation, and Umizbach Hashem, and for Hashem. So he said, and then the pasuk says it's to be forever. Don't tell me that it's not. It wasn't David. It was already times of Yeshua. So the Gemara says Yeshua, Gazar, Yeshua's Gzeira only was good. Bisman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim. Only when the Beis Hamikdash, I'm assuming the Mishkan also was Kayim, because he mentioned the Mizbeach. But David Gazar Bisman Sheein Beis Hamikdash Kayim. David makes the Gzeira and says even if the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed, you're still not allowed. You're still not allowed in.
In fact, he's carrying water for the
Beit HaMikdash.
Those are the people.
They were cut. It means that they're slaves. Yeah. It means that they're slaves. The Gemara brings, it says, Bimei Rebbe, in the days of Rebbe, Bikshu Lahatir Nisinim. They wanted to be Matir the Nisinim. So Amar Lehem Rebbe, Rebbe says to them, no, we can't do that. Why? Chalkenu Natir. We can Matir if we wanted the portion that they're slaves to us. Because even though Tosfos points out, even though we say that ain bezdin yachol mavatal gzeres basin acher elim king gadol man on mechachma minyan, but here's a concept of hefker basin hefker because they belong to us, so we can be mafker them or hefker basin hefker, and we can let them go. However, chelik mizbeach miyatir, how can we be matir the portion that they belongs to mizbeach? So I guess somehow since we can't be matir the mizbeach portion, we're not going to be matir our portion either. But pliga der rechibar abba, rechibar abba argues. He says damar rechibar abba am Rabbi Yochanan chelik eda leolam aser. The chelik that they belong to us is always aser. That was the thing. You can't make it. You can't be mavatil that. But chelik mizbeach is much based on this kaim aser. Ain based on this kaim shari. That portion is mutter. So therefore, what I don't know what that means. I'm not sure.
You're okay with the story?
I'm okay with the story. The Marcus is the story. If you have questions, you've got to ask the questions to figure it out.
What? I have questions.
Yes. And there's that happens to be a very long Tosos over here that discusses probably most of your questions. So, can look there before we hock.
This doesn't seem fair. I don't know.
To you?
Well, giving over.
It doesn't seem fair.
Grandchildren?
Doesn't seem fair to you, but there was a national security was at stake because we had 3 years of famine. They knew what the reason was. They have to have people survive, otherwise people are dying left and right because of a famine. And this was the way to get it done.
My question is,
the king has the right to do bloody things.
How did they help 7 people with this famine stop?
Because David found out. That was yesterday's daf. David found out what the reasons was for the famine. There were two specific reasons for the famine. This was the specific reason. Okay. Now we're going to get back to Yevamos. So the Mishnah here...
This was our Agadah, that's it.
The Mishnah here, it wasn't even so much a Gadito, just explaining your Psukim. Right, so that was like the fastest Amud we've done in Yevamos in a long time. So the Mishnah now is going to deal with the cases of a man or a woman that cannot give birth. They themselves can't give birth. They're islandless, they're a Sris, they can't give birth. Are they mechuyav to do Yibum or have Yibum done to that man? To have Yibum done to his spouse? Fine. So Amar Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua says, Shamati, I have a Kabbalah, right? I have a Kabbalah for my rabbis, that sometimes Shasaris Cholitz, sometimes the Sris, who someone who can't give birth, the Saris, has to give Chalitza to his brother's wife, right? V'cholitzin l'ishto. And sometimes, if he passes away, they'll do Chalitza to his wife. And sometimes the Saris lo Cholitz, but sometimes the Saris does not do Chalitza to his brother's wife. And sometimes they do not do chalitza for his wife if he passes away. The Ainli Lufaresh. And I forgot which sris, what the case is, which way. Sometimes you do chalitza, sometimes you don't do chalitza. I forgot which way is which. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, he says, Niafaresh, I'll explain to you the chilik. Somebody who's a sris Adam, that he lost his ability to have children due to human intervention. So a sris Adam, choletz v'choltzin l'ishto. If his brother dies, he does chalitza, and if he dies, they will do chalitza to his wife. Why? Vipnesha haisilo shasa kosher. There was some time during his life that he was not a saris, and he was right to have children, so therefore, he could be mekai in the mitzvah of chalitza, the mitzvah of chalitza could be done for him, therefore, at that time, therefore that chiyuv is not poken, it doesn't leave. He was Roy at one point in time, so therefore the mitzvah doesn't leave. Once he had that time, he could still continue. Right?
In truth, it should fall off.
So the Gemara should talk about that. But Sris Chama, somebody who was a Sris from birth, so then he never had a Shas Kosher. Right? He never had a Shas Kosher, and therefore, Lo Cholet, he doesn't do Chalitza, but Lo Cholet in Leishto, and you don't do Chalitza to his wife. Vipnei Shelo Haisel Shas Kosher. There was no point in time during his life where he ever would have been able to have children, and therefore the Chiyuv of Chalitza on him or on his brothers was never Chal. So it was it was an Aveira, obviously. It was an Aveira. He married Gioris, or he married someone that he was mutter. We spent time. We spent time when he was mutter to marry. We did spend time on that. We spent a lot of time. So Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says no, opposite. He says lo ki ella sris chama cholitzin cholitzin leishto. For the sris chama, he can marry. He can do chalitza or chalitza done to his wife because mipnei sheyishlo refuah. Somehow, I guess the sris chama they believed that he can be healed, and therefore he can be healed. So there's a possibility. What?
Barley.
That's what the answer? Barley. Barley was the big thing on Friday. Yeah, that was on Friday. So, right, that was also the stitching was also done with the barley, not the metal. The stitching and the ant. And the ant head. Okay?
Antibiotics.
Yeah. So Sris Adam lo cholitz v'lo cholitzin l'ishto. But Sris Chama you can't because of neishin l'refuah. Because there is no refuah. Which I know, Bisman said, we know that they say that vasectomy can be reversed. There is a way of reversing it. So, but it says it's the opposite, depending on what they're focusing on. So, hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, I don't know if this is different than Rabbi Yeshua in the beginning of the Mishnah, or it's the same in Rabbi Yeshua, right? He's made testimony al Ben Misugas. That's the guy named...
Magusas.
Ben Megusa, Shahayib Yushalayim, this guy who lived in Yushalayim, Suris Adam, he was a Suris Adam, the Yibmu was Ishto, And I guess he passed away, and they did Yibum to his wife, right? L'kayim is divrei Rabbi Akiva, to show us that we're holding like Rabbi Akiva, that a Sris Adam is Cholitz and Cholitz and Lishto. And I guess when the Mishnah says Cholitz and Cholitz, it also means Yovim and Misyavim. It's the same idea. So the Gemara says...
Exactly what
Rabbi Akiva said. Exactly. So now, Hasaris, right, the Sris, who we say... that cannot do chalitza, so that's a Sris Chama according to Rabbi Kiva or a Sris Adam according to Rabbi Lezer, lo choleks v'lo miyabim. Not only can you not do chalitza, you can't do yibum, which makes sense, because if there's, you don't have the obligation on it, then the isra of Ishis Achiv doesn't fall away, and you got a big problem. If there's no heter to do yibum or chalitza, then you're stuck with the original isra of Ishis Achiv, and you can't do that.
So she goes free.
Yeah, well, if he is the only brother who goes free, there are other brothers and he can't do it, but other brothers can do it, I guess. Right, v'chein ailonis, and also an ailonis, which is the woman who can't give birth, lo choletzes lo misyavemes, you don't do chalitza, you don't do yibum, because she's still usher, she would still be usher to the brothers. So, hasaris. Now we have the saris, again, according to Rabbi Kiva, this is a saris cham, according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is a saris adam. So a saris, shecholatz l'yivimto, he did chalitza to his yivim. He performed chalitza to the yavim. Lo psala, she's not pasul kahuna. We said a kohen should not marry a someone who has chalitza done to him, but this chalitza is nothing. There's no chiyuv, there's no obligation, there's no chalitza, so she's still commit, she's only amana. She can marry a kohen, she can't marry a kohen gadol, but she can marry a kohen. But Ba'Allah, if he has bia with her, psala, then he passes her for kahuna, because this bia is not a yibum bia. What this bia is an eshi bilas nus. This is bilas nus because she's eshi zach. There's a problem here, so you have bilas nus. V'chein ailness, the same day and the other way with the ailness, who doesn't have the chiyav of chalitza, shel choltzula achin, let's say one of the brothers does chalitza, lo psula, she's not pasal to kahuna. I don't know how she's going to marry kohen, but she's not pasal to a kahuna, because this, what they did was nothing. They did chalitz. You do chalitz. It's like doing chalitz to a table. What do you do chalitz for? It counts for nothing. So therefore, she's not considered a chalutza, and she can marry a kohen. But the alua. But if they did yibum, they try to do yibum. They did bia to her. That's a problem, because this is bia. This is bia with the eishes ach shalom makom mitzvah. So therefore, it's a ma'aseh znus. If they should be ilasah, be ilas znus, and therefore, that's a problem. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara asks, what's going on here? Michdei. Shamina Rabbi Kiva the Amar Chayavi Lavim Ki Chayavin Krisus Damu and Chayavin Krisus Lavni Chalitza Bibum Nidu. Rabbi Kiva, remember, we always talked about what the Isurim. Rabbi Kiva held that a lav relationship has the same status of a Krisus relationship. Therefore, you have a mamzer come from it. So just like a Krisus relationship, you have no concept of doing Yibum Chalitza. So a lav relationship, you also can't have a concept of Yibum Chalitza. And a Suris. What's going on here? How can he say that a Sris Adam can be Cholitz? Right? He says a Sris is Usser, right, for her. Right? Because you have a problem with Psuadaka. Sris can't have children. So what's the Sris marrying her? He says a Sris Adam. It's a love relationship at this point in time. A love relationship, according to Rabbi Kiva, is the same status of a Krisis relationship, which means you can't marry. So what Yivum is going on here? How do you have that? Right? Rashi says... Chayavi krisus dami. The Amr Rabbi Kiva b'hacholitz shows the daf mem tes yesh mamzer michayavi lavim. He says he's a lav from this mamzerus from chayavi lavim. Usris adam michayavi lavim hu. It's a lav. Dikstev the pasuk says lo yehob suadaka. The hechi kam Rabbi Kiva that the sris is cholitz from yavim as eshes achiv. Halo rami kamei va'abray kaima kichuvi krisus v'kaya lab israishes glass. Ach. It's a love relationship. You still have, there's no chalibum or chalitza. Therefore, there's no, you can't do yibum. If you do yibum, it's a problem of eishasach. How is Rabbi Kiva is self-conscious, is contradicting himself? Either this is an issur lav, and therefore you can't do yibum, or what's going on?
Why are you making that jump?
There's no jump. It's straight.
No, he's saying, chayim lav produces mamzer.
Right.
How do you, what?
It's not a jump. He says that anytime you have a relationship that creates a mamzerus, you can't have yibum. It's an issur relationship. It's an issur relationship. And he includes lavim in that. So how is this lav of the sris doing yibum to the brother's wife? It's a lav relationship, according to Rabbi Kiva.
Yibum is
chalitza
here.
Yibum is the same thing. Actually, I mentioned before. It only mentions chalitza, but it applies to yibum as well. He already mentions chalitza. Gemara's going to say because Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Yeshua. But Gemara's going to say that it says here in the Mishnah chalitza only because Rabbi Yeshua mentioned chalitza, but it applies to the same thing as Yibam. We just talked about Yibam cases also, as well in the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah talked about Yibam cases. So Amar Rabbi Ami Hachav Ma'askinon. What are we talking about? Kigon Shenasa Achiv Giyores. What happened here? It was with the brother who passed away married a Giyores. The Rabbi Kiva Savar like Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Kal Geir Lo Ikri Kal, and Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yossi, who says Geir are not considered Kal, and therefore the Isser of the Lo Yavo Petsuadaka, but Kal Hashem doesn't apply to a Petsuadaka marrying a Gioris, and therefore when the brother died, the Petsuadaka can do Yibum because it's a Gioris, and Petsuadaka is Mutter by Gioris, so it's a specific Heichi Timsa they were talking about here. The two brothers, one brother's a Petsuadaka, his brother marries a Gioris, the brother dies, so the Petsuadaka now can marry the Gioris, because Psuadaka is mutter to marry Gioris. That's why you have no love here. I mean, we learned. It says Lo Yevah Psuadaka B'Kal Hashem. So therefore, that's the psukim we learned the past couple of days. So do you view Geirim as Kal or not? That was a machlokas. Rabbi Kiva's going to hold what the Man Darmer says. Do you view Geirim as Kal? It says Psuadaka cannot enter the Kal of Hashem. So that's a machlokas that we learned the past couple of days. Is Geirim considered under the concept of Kal Hashem? Rabbi Yossi says they're not Kal Hashem, and therefore Psuadaka can marry them. A Psuadaka can't marry Kal Hashem, but somebody who's not Kal Hashem, they can marry. Yeah, so we spent a lot of time on that. Okay, so Ihachi, the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case, Yossi's your question, Ihachi, Yabuminami Yabim. Let him do Yibam as well. So Gemara says, Yochanami, of course you can do Yibam. The same thing over here. I did, Amr Rabbi Shua, Chalitz, Amr Yonami Chalitz. Rabbi Shua said, I learned about Chalitza. I just don't remember which one. So we keep answering regarding Chalitza, but it's the same halacha by Yibam. Okay, the Gemara says, Dekanami, and another deal you can find is, look at what was the case that we brought down in the Mishnah to prove Rabbi Kiva, the case of the Megusash B'Yushalayim. That was a case of Yibam. Right? Dekanami, Dekatani, Hei Rabbi Shua ben Besera, Abbe Megusash, Shahayah B'Yushalayim, who was a Sris Adam, V'Yibmu as Ishto, Lekayim as Divrei Rabbi Kiva, Shemamina. They did Yibam, to be kind of the words of Rabbi Kiva, meaning Rabbi Kiva says, even by a Sris Adam, you can do Yibam. So you can do Yibam. The problem was we had, how can you do Yibum? It's an Isser Lav. This case is not an Isser Lav because the Yibum is being done to a Gioris. It's not an Isser Lav. So Moser Rabba, so Rabba says, wait a second. I'm going to prove to you from the following Brisa that Rabbi Kiva is going to hold that you even do this Yibum by the, with the Sris Adam, even by a case where there's a Lav, not when it's a Gioris. How's that? Because we have the case. Petsuadaka, right? So you have the Petsuadaka, Krush Shivcha, Usris Adam. I don't know, what's the difference between Sris Adam and Psuadaka? Okay. You have these three cases. They say, V'hazakein, and someone who's old and no longer can have children. Ol Choltim, if they want to, they can do Chalitza. O Miyabim, or if they want to, they can do Yibum. So what's going on? Ketsu, how does that work?
Are both these cases man-made?
We said here, Sris Adam.
So both of them are man-made.
What's both man-made? Psuadaka and Krushivka don't have... They don't have to be necessarily man-made. Zakin is certainly not. Yeah. Zakin is just naturally. So they say they can do Chalitza or do Yibam. So Ketzad, what's the case? So Mesu, let's say it's the case of the Psuadaka, the Krushivka, the Sris, and the Zakin, they died without children, obviously. They died without children, but Lahem Nashim, and they have wives that are Zakin now for Yibam Chalitza. Vil Lahem Achin, and they also have brothers who can do Yibam. And the brothers got up and they did Mimer, which we said was Kedusha Kesef. Doesn't
why are they brothers doing it? One brother you
need. Okay, so one of the brothers got up and did Mimer. Okay? One of the brothers got up and did Mimer. How can that? That's one of the brothers. The Brisa says, Lehen Achin, Amdu Achin Vasu Mimer. They did Mimer. One of them can do Mimer, so they did Mimer. That's what you're going to hack about.
No. I mean, he needs one brother. Now he's saying it's Lavda Afka. All of a sudden, the Lavda Afka.
He has brothers, and one of the brothers got up and did Yibam. I don't understand. Okay, so Amdu Achin Vasu Mimer Benishal Sayin. And then because he says there are many wives, so they did, it says Nishal Sayin also is plural. No, they're talking about four different cases in the Brisa. So we're talking about the plurals. That's what Brisa does it all the time.
Okay, one man has five wives. You don't have to do Yibam.
Understood. So one of the brother for the Zakin did Yibam, the Mimer. The brother for the Sris did Mimer. The brother for the Psuadaka did Mimer. That's the lesson of the Brisa. Okay, v'nosnu get, or they gave her, one of them gave her a get. Osha cholsu, or they did chalitza. Masha asu asu, the mice is kayim, like everybody else, right? If you did maimer, she would need a get. If you do get, not you can't have her. If you did chalitza, it's worth. It's if you did chalitza, then she goes free. In balu, if they did bia, which was yivam, konu, then it was kona, right? Mesu achin, the other way around. If the one of the if they had brothers, so a brother died, and the psudako, the kreshifkel, the sris, the zakin are around. But amdu hain, and either the psudako, the kreshifkel, the sris, or the zakin got up for asu maimer and shosayin, and did maimer to the wife of either their brother, the psudakos, the sriskamas. Well, I'll say specifically, so we don't have the kasha, right? The amdu hain, basu maimer and shosayin, the nasnu get ol chotzu, masha asu asu, and the imbalu kanu. It works. But you can do the yibum, but you the second case, the sriskama can maintain the relationship. Why? Because it's a lav. Wait, so you can't maintain a lav relationship. Who's that? That's Rabbi Akiva. So this is why he's going to corner Rabbi Akiva, yet he says, you're doing yibum. Why are you doing yibum if there's a lav? What's going on?
What I said before was a leap. There's a leap. It's either one of them. You're saying you're distinguishing between Yibum and the Yisraelah. You can make that distinction.
I don't understand what you're saying now. I don't see how you see it here. You're just saying here, we said Rabbi Akiva.
So they
should go hand in hand because Rabbi Akiva holds that you can't have the reason. You're not allowed to have bia. It's usher. And once it's usher, it's an issue of Eishes Ach. That's the kasha. So the Gemara says, Alma. Bikahal askinan. You see, that's the question. Alma bikahal askinan. We're talking about a woman who can enter the kahal because we say it's a lav. If you're talking about a giyoris, it would be kahal. So that's a problem. So ella amarava. Rava says no. It has to go hand in hand. What we're going over here is you're going shenafla lo ulubasof nifsa. She fell to yivum to him when he was healthy. He was zakut even, and then he became a sriskama. So then he's allowed to out. So the Gemara says, "Wait a second. So he fell to him when he was able to, and then again, there's always a point. There's always a point in the weather system, in the weather, where on this side it's raining and this side it's not raining. There's always a point in the human body where this side you're healthy, and then the second later you're not healthy. There is a point. Whenever the time is, whenever the person can no longer procreate. So Amrle Abaye. So Abaye says to Rava, he has a different question. So Amrle, wait a second. The lesei iser b'tzua. This was someone asked before. Lesei iser b'tzua. V'nidchei asei the yibum. You have the lav of b'tzua. Let it come in. You say, oh, we had the moment that he was chal on him, but at the point in time now we want to do it. He can't. He's a sushama. He can't do it. But lesei iser b'tzua. V'nidchei asei the yibum and knock off the asei. Similar to the following case. Mi lo tnan. Do we not have in the Mishnah on? We'll see on Daf Kuftes. Mi lo tnan. Rabbi Gamliel Omer im mi'ana me'ana v'im lav tamtin ad shetagdil. What's the case over there? You have two brothers who are married to two sisters. One of them is married to a katana, right? So they assume it's only the Rabbanan, and one of them is married to Gedola, which is assumed the Oraisa. And the husband of the Gedola dies, right? So now the Gedola is the achos ishto of the miyabim. So what do we do? Rabbi Gamliel says im me'ana if the younger sister does miyun. So then the Kedushin is gone. Then mi'ana, and therefore she's no longer Ishus Achiv, right? Therefore, there's no longer Achos Ishto, and therefore you can do Yibum to the deceased's wife. The Imlav, and if the Katana does not do Mi'un, so Tamtin Ad Shetagdil, wait until wait until she grows up. Meaning the older wife, the older sister, should wait until the younger sister grows up, and then Vitetse, and then she'll no longer be obligated in Yibum, then she can go out. Because then, right, Vitetse, right, V'halazom, Mishum Achos Isha, Alma, Asi Isra Achos Isha, V'dachi. So the Isra of Achos Isha, that's going to come into existence only later, is going to be Doche, the Chit Mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza. So Hachinami, Nesei Asr Patsua V'nidche. So, to hear, say the Isra of the Patsua Dachke thing should be Doche, the Mitzvah of Yibum. Why are you saying that, oh, he was Roy now, but that Roy beforehand, and after the time, he's not Roy? So it should be Doche, there should be no Mitzvah of Yibum Chalitza, and she should go free. So Elam Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says, "What's the answer?" The answer is, we have two Rabbi Akivas. So not two different people, Rabbi Kiva's, but two understands Rabbi Kiva. Ella, because it has to go hand in hand. So Ella Amar Rabbi Yosef, Haitana Hachtan to be Rabbi Kiva. He our Mishnah goes that our Mishnah says Rabbi Kiva says the Petua Daka is Zokig Liubim. He's going to go according to one Tana in the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. The Amar who says Michayav Elavim the She'er Have Mamzer Michayav Elavim Grady Lo Have Mamzer. He's going to say no. The Chayav Elavim of Kurva of relationships that creates a mamzer, but a chstam chayav lavim does not create a mamzer. And a sris chama, right? He does hold that lavim equal a mamzer, but not all chayav lavim equal a mamzer. Only certain chayav lavim equal mamzer. So those chayav lavim do not have yibam, but the sris and the sris they adam is a chayav lav, but it's not a great mamzer because it's not a relationship issue, which is it's a separate lav. It's not we did korva. It's not from relationships. So then the Gemara continues. So ikri khan. Lahakim. Oh, so the Gemara continue now. We're asking Rabbi Kiva. Even if he had a shas, right? We're talking about. He says a new question. Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that the Sris Adam does chalitza because he had shas kosher. At one point in time, he was good. He was good to do it. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Ikri kan lahakim laachim shame halabar hakihu. The whole purpose of Yibum is lahakim shame laachim. So I don't care when he was 12, he was able to. Right now he's 35 and he can't. You're not going to be kind of the mitzvah lahakim shame achiv. What are you doing Yibum for? The only reason why you were matched to the Isser of Eshazach is lahakim shame achiv. You're not going to be matched to shame achiv over here, so how can you be matched to the Isser of Eshazach? So Amar Rava. So Rava says, Im Cain, but this is difficult, I think. Im Cain, Ein Lecha Isha Shekshir Liyavim. If that's the case, then there's no woman who's Kshir Liyavim. Shelo Nase Bala Sris Chama Sha'achas Kodim Mitaso. Because every man who he dies, the moment before he dies, he's a Sris Chama.
Who cares? If I'm a union, then he's fine.
What? But you can't, you're only Chayiv to do Yibum to Lahakim Shem Achiv. If the brother himself cannot be making shame, there's no Yibum. So we're saying that every person who dies, a moment before he died, he couldn't have children. So why do you have a chiv of Yibum? Obviously that doesn't make any sense. Therefore you do have Yibum. And therefore it doesn't matter what the moment is now. As long as at a certain point in time he was able to have children, he would have children. That's what the Gemara says. What do you mean?
Even when I say it makes it.
A moment before he dies, he becomes a
shrish. Right, and therefore there should be, according to your logic, there'd be no chiv of Yivam. So
the Yivam is the brother of the guy.
The moment the person who's the husband dies, right. Whether you're a shrish cham or not applies if you're the Yavam or the Misyavim.
There's no Yivam altogether because the husband
because
died.
The husband died as a shrish cham. If the husband dies as a shrish, then there's no Yivam. There's no Yibum if the brother of the husband is if the,
so
the
why
husband
isn't there, why isn't there here but making shame but on the brother for the one that died?
Because the brother one that died had no ability to have children because he was a Swiss the moment before he died.
The purpose was to maintain the name.
But there is no part only to maintain the name if the husband himself could have done it.
Okay.
So the Gemara says that doesn't make any. So Gemara says that doesn't make sense. Yeah. That's not true because obviously we have Yibum done to otherwise you wouldn't have the concept of Yibum. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says it's incredulous, just like you. That's the kasha. So the Gemara says that's not true. So if it's not true there, then don't ask me my kasha about the person who was able to even when he was able to have children when he was 12, and now he can't. That's a jump. I understand. So the Gemara says, okay, and the Rabbi Eliezer says that a Swiss Adam, right, a Swiss Adam cannot have. Let's just finish. Rabbi Eliezer says that a Swiss Adam cannot have Yibum because he doesn't have any refuah. So piruka the Rava pirukahi. So wait a second. The question we just asked now, you say that if a person is a Sris Adam, right. There's no Yivam. You can't do Yivam for his wife, and he doesn't, and if he, you can't do Yivam, and he doesn't do Yivam. So, why, how do you ever have Yivam? There's always a point in time before the death, person becomes a Sris. So he goes, no, Hasam, that's not becoming a Sris. That's Kihusha da Asklibe. The reason why he can't have children, it's not because he's a Sris, because he's dying. It's a whole different concept.
He's busy.
He's dead. He's dying. It's the beginning of death. It's nothing to do with stress. Okay.
No, it's just because it's not actual sterility. It's just a weak.
It's a weakness because of death.
Yeah. He's busy dying.
That's sterile.
Rashi says, the lav srisu, elamisa mechacheshes kocho. The mis itself is debilitating him. It's not considered a sris. It's a different medical condition. It's not considered impotent. It's called dying. Okay, so we'll stop here. Everyone have a good chodesh. Have a good Hanukkah.